Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes of tiny breath holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on. Oh,
everyone, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 188 and counting. I want to welcome everyone aboard this evening. I hope you enjoy the show. I hope it inspires you to recruit more people to listen in and take that action. It is the key to unlock the door for all changes to be made. I want to go over a couple things before we get started with the show. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and radio host for Animal Advocates Radio. Voices Carry for Animals is at number 188 this evening, and thank you all for such great support and making us so successful for standing up and speaking out for the animals. There is a chat room that's open right now. If you'd like to join in, you can go on Blog Talk Radio, sign in at the upper right-hand corner. You can either sign in from Facebook or Twitter and scroll down past the comments, and a chat room will appear. I'm going to have some links in there, so if you want to take them and share them, you're more than welcome. On these promos, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. It's Marty Oakley's newspaper, and you can share this article or this promo from the bottom of the article. Just go to www.ppjg.me, and that's the PPJ Gazette Online. On the right-hand column, you can press follow, and every time there's a new broadcast, it will be alerting you in your primary email that it is coming up. And also at the bottom of the article, you can share to all social media sites, and there's some links on there that you can check out. Just press them and go there. You can also share them to your friends or family, your coworkers or neighbors. Because the more voices out there, everyone, the better, the faster changes will be made. I'm going to be taking calls a little bit later. Give you this number out, area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 to speak, and you're more than welcome to come on board. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations. And you're more welcome to speak out for the animals. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So here's the main website. If you want to write it down or if you come back to the show later and get it, is www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. All the archived shows are on there, so you just have to press which one you want to listen to. Press the arrow, wait a minute to download, and it will play. On this left side of the screen, there is social media icons that you can share, to all social media sites, Facebook, Twitter. You can copy, you can email it. The cross is all of them, WordPress, LinkedIn, StumbleUpon, and the list that goes on. So everybody needs your teamwork here because that's what it takes. Teamwork matters, and our voices matter, our actions matter, because that's where we get to, you know, achieve victories. And I see victories coming in. I have, you know, several shows on them, but I can't take credit, but I am involved. So I know I'm not spinning my wheels, and I know you're not. So never think that your voice does not matter, because it does. And it's, you know, all lives matter, including all the animals. So let's all, you know, be a team and be a great team for them, because they so well deserve. I just want to go a couple. You can listen to this show by Skype. You know, the same phone number every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. And that area code is 310-982-4270, or listen to the show by the internet. I wanted to give a big shout out to all everyone that participates and helped me promote this show. Take Action, and this is on Facebook. Help Ban Animals and Gas Chambers, Megan Mason and Holly Smith. Hey, both of you rocking out there. And please go, everyone, go by their page, press like, see how you can help out if you haven't already. Voices Carry for Animal Support Group. I'm one of the admins, and I want to thank all the admins on that page that's helping me out. They know who they are. There's a list of them. The Paul's Call Show. There's another page that I'm helping admin. Fans of Animal Rights is Arlene. Thank you so much, Arlene. They're participating every week. Help Fight the War Against All Animal Cruelty Today. Evelyn Pendle and Debbie Eisman, thank you so much. Voices for Animals, A Voice for Animals on Twitter. A big, huge shout-out, and she's listening tonight, is Deb Pondovano. Thank you, Animal Warrior Sister. She is out there sharing this show. It's amazing, but thank you, Deb. And stay out of Facebook jail if you can at all. And Paul's Across America Advocacy on website. They got this show promoting off there. And their founder, Cecilia Maida, is needed of a kidney. Her health is failing. There is a GoFundMe on that website if anybody, you know, help her. She's out there fighting hard for the animals and has been her whole life. Let's fight for her. Let her know we care. Let's fight for her life. And, hey, every bit counts, $5, $10, you know, even a dollar, whatever we can do. And that's Paul's Across America Advocacy, Cecilia Maida. She's also on Facebook and Twitter. So, prayers for you, Cecilia. We're hoping you get better. So, everybody, I hope you enjoy the show. And, you know, just keep spreading the word about this, because this is unlimited callers listening worldwide. And we can all do it. We got to at least try, because these animals, you know, they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect and live in comfort and peace, compassion. So let's stop animal cruelty all around the world. And it's not going to happen overnight, but at least we can get stricter laws and harsher penalties and, you know, start doing something in the right direction, because these animals need our support. So I'm going to go ahead and open up here. And my guest tonight is Jeremy Boss. He is returning. He was on several shows before, Voices Carry for Animals number 126, Voices Carry for Animals number 132, and then Voices Carry for Animals number 184. And he's welcome to the back on Voices Carry for Animals number 188. How are you doing this evening, Jeremy? Welcome back. So glad to have you. And thanks for everything that you're doing. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me back. It's important. The more we get this out, the more people that know about this, the more we can get help down here in Dallas. So.
Yes, because that's what needed. And this has been going on over 4 years now. That's, you know, that you've been working hard, and the staff, the supporters. You know, what's going on out there, it needs massive attention, because it's so wrong what's happened on Dowdy Ferry Road in Dallas, Texas. But you want to go ahead and refresh the audience of what's going on out there? Go right ahead. You're live and on the air.
Sure. Also, everybody in that hasn't heard my story and not just my story, but other animal advocates in Dallas's story as well. There's basically been a bloodbath for even before I started, but since I've started about 4 years ago, there's been a bloodbath of murdered dogs dumped on and around Daddy Ferry and other small sections of South Dallas, less than a few miles away from Daddy Ferry as well now. They've spread out, but we find them bagged up and numerous amounts of signs of animal cruelty, animal neglect, just you name it, we found it. Decapitated dogs, fighting dogs, dogs that were basically ignored, and poison dogs, preventative maintenance that could have saved the dogs if they had just taken care of them, like city code and law, the laws state that they have to. And there's still a big mystery on who are dumping these dogs at the same place, in the same spot. Over 400 dead dogs found in about 4 years.
That is terrible.
And it's a massacre.
That is so disgusting. It's something, I mean, these, you know, all lives matter, including all the animals. You know, they deserve, you know, I've been, you know, listening to you every show we've been doing. It's like, come on, people out there in Dallas, let's do something about this. Because these people, you know, there's no excuses for it. And some of the conditions they're in, and it's just, you know, it's so sad and heartbreaking what these animals have to go through. They can't fight for themselves. They can't call the police or tell us what's going on. They can't call us on the radio. You know, we have to do it for them. You know, we have to stand up for them, just similar like with the children and the elderly. You know, we're all on this earth, you know, temporarily. Let's make the best of it. Do what's right, the right thing. And it's not that difficult because it's not a pretty world out there. You know, Jeremy, it's issues from every angle. And
when you say issues from every angle, there is the city of Dallas, the city leaders, the city law enforcement, the district attorney's office, the SCCA, everybody knows about this. And yes, we are the voices of the dogs and the animals down in Dallas. And I have a former member, Stephanie Timko, from our crew, the Daddy Ferry Animal Commission, that has that's online with us now as well, that has helped push our city to finally get an animal cruelty unit within law enforcement, Dallas Police Department. For 4 years, the city has neglected, ignored, and basically just, not just ignored, try to cover up what is going on down on Daddy Ferry Road and the massacre that is happening in South Dallas.
Oh, this is, it's disgusting because, you know, ignoring the problem is not going to make it go away. So, you know, kicking the animals to the curb, that's not going to make the problem away, and it's been going on for so long. And you know, real men, children, and women love animals, and you stepping up the plate, say, "Hey, enough is enough. Something needs to be done. This is not right," and it's not right, Jeremy. You know, it's so wrong in the first degree. When you see anything out there, audience out there, report it, please. Don't let, you know, step in their feet or pause and say something, do something, take action, remain anonymous. Because if you, you know, you can help save lives out there. You know, don't let them suffer because they can't fight back. They are defenseless, helpless, innocent, and voiceless. So we have to do it for them and, you know, be a hero for them. And you're a hero there, Jeremy. Thank you so much, and your whole staff, a big shout-out out there. And I got Stephanie, who we're waiting in. I'm going to bring her on board, okay?
Oh, that'd
be great. On here. Stephanie, welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 188. How are you this evening? Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. Thank you.
You're so welcome. and thanks for all you do. You know, it takes teamwork. Every issue out there, every organization, every business, you know, even in, you know, friendships, relationships with your furry loved ones, it's all teamwork. Together we are better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
And I think,
go ahead.
Yeah, I think Tim and I make a great team.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
I gotta say she's been very steadfast in the fight, and she's been working alongside me and me alongside her for over about 3.5 years now. And you know, we have a lot of people that are very passionate about helping and come and go, but I want to say that Stephanie is one that has been steadfast and not coming and going, but staying and sticking with the fight when we want to pull our hair out and when we don't understand all the stuff we've put into this. I gotta replay what I want everybody to listen to what I'm saying. I have found, and I say my Daddy Fairy Animal Commission crew, and even Stephanie was, like I said, a former DFAC Daddy Fairy Animal Commission teammate and partial leader on that. We have found over 400 dead dogs, mainly bagged, some put with fly to eat up the dog and the skin and the flesh and all that. 400 dead dogs dumped in bags in one specific area. It is a slaughterhouse down there, and no one from the city, no one from law enforcement has done anything about this. We've gotten very, very, very little help on stopping this, and it seems like we are basically running around in circles while they continue to not listen, even after speaking at city council, even after having private meetings with city council members, law enforcement, you know, any angle that we can try to get to people, law enforcement and the city of Dallas to stop this. We have tried, and we have failed. Stephanie, you want to weigh in on that?
I think that pretty much summarizes it right there. We have tried. I guess in the larger picture, we failed, but we have made some progress. We did have the cities invested in more cameras for Doughty Ferry, so that we're looking forward to having those installed and hoping to catch some of these criminals that are executing animals, killing animals, dumping animals alive and dead on Doughty Ferry Road. So that's been very positive. There was a change in management in the city marshal's office, and they really took the bull by the horns after Titan's case, which I'll let Jeremy talk about. And they took action in that. And recently I've been making presentations to city council for 3 years nonstop. And I've had over 52 meetings with city and county officials presenting data, information, photos, research firsthand that we've done, and also statewide and national research that talk about this problem and talk about animal abuse, because we have the dumping at Doughty Ferry of the dead dogs. But then I also took a year and I worked in the community in Southern Dallas, and the abuse and neglect going on there is rampant. And it really explains why we have so much dumping in Southern Dallas. So the city has agreed to assign 2 police officers full time to do animal cruelty investigations. We're really excited about that. But just this week, we had a very important, urgent animal cruelty case, and it was obvious the education gap within the police department on what to do and how to handle these cases, they just don't have any idea. And that's very discouraging. I'm glad that they were there. I'm glad we had someone to call. But the response, the sense of urgency, the connect to be able to know what to do and what questions to ask, which is always the most important thing, is what questions do you ask? It's just not there. And so But, you know, it's like we set one foot on the path and now we have to just keep walking and moving forward. But we have to keep up the pressure. And, you know, I love your emphasis on please be the voice for animals because, you know, Jeremy and I are out here and we work this every single day. Not a day goes by that we're not working on this subject in some way. And, but we can't do it. You know, when they see Jeremy and I come in at City Hall or in a meeting, they just want to run and hide. And they do. And until we get new voices and new faces out there speaking on behalf of the animals, sharing their experiences, trying to report cruelty in the city and trying to save abused, neglected, sick, injured animals in Dallas, there isn't going to be a change. So we were really excited. We've had over 20 people speak at City Hall between August 1st and September 5th. They've attended every single week town hall meetings, and we have had they've been talking about wanting an animal cruelty unit. We had eight of our 13 city council members express support for an animal cruelty unit. We did get the two officers assigned. We did not get a budget, even though our staff knew that we wanted a cruelty unit, and we've been talking to them very specifically about it for a year. And I know that they've run numbers. They did not put money for an animal cruelty unit into our 2018-2019 fiscal year budget, which will be voted on in 2 weeks. So that was very discouraging, very disheartening, because we need some sort of show of commitment to this issue, and we just didn't get that. And so it's very discouraging. So now we're going to have to look at what do we do over the next year to make sure our council members and staff understand the extent of cruelty in Dallas. We have to increase our efforts exponentially to help them really understand what's happening and be able to interpret the photos and the stories that we tell and translate that into shortcomings on the part of the city and as far as processes and protection. So we have a lot to do over this next year. It was disappointing to not get support in the budget, but we can we're just going to have to work harder this year and get the word out.
Direct communication is your yes. Thank you.
We do have an animal cruelty unit with DPD coming. It looks like Stephanie. Are they still voting on that, or is that a definite? They're going to take two people off of DPD officers off of the force as far as the beat is concerned, and make them animal. Designated animal cruelty investigators.
Right. Yeah. So the issue of developing an animal cruelty unit is not on the agenda. It's not in the budget and it's not on the agenda. What they are proposing is to take two detectives. So right now the city of Dallas is divided into 7 sub areas. And in each of those sub areas, there's a property crimes detective who also will do animal crimes if they come across his desk. So what they're doing is they're taking two of those detective positions, and they're going to pull that animal crime work out of each of those substations and just create two dedicated positions for animal crimes. So those are going to be detective level. Now, they have to work cooperatively and hand in hand with Dallas Animal Services and with a local organization called the SPCA of Texas, who also encourages people to call them and that they'll do investigations as well. And there's some questionable things going on with that. But that's the focus. Now, the problem with that is no one's in charge. So there are no roles or responsibilities. We also have the county sheriff that gets involved in animal abuse. And we have the city marshals with their cameras who get involved with some animal abuse and dumping. And then you have Dallas Animal Services, the Dallas Police Department, and then SPCA of Texas. And so, you know, where these calls are going to go, how they're going to be routed, you know, where everyone's demarcation of responsibility is still needs to be decided. But our position is unless you designate someone in charge or some agency in charge, it's just going to continue to be mass confusion with lost cases. So that's where we're at right now. And at least the conversation is happening. And so we're hopeful that when staff continues to have that conversation, that they will start to understand that accountability and a buck stops here approach is going to be needed.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. We got a caller, Stephanie and Jeremy. I'm going to go ahead and take it, and we're going to go right back. The show is packed in. Area code 617, you're live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. Number 188, how are you?
Hey, Debbie, this is Watchdog Mary. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing, Watchdog Mary?
Hey.
Pitbull Debbie says hello, and thank you for calling in.
Hey, guys. Hey, I heard about the show, and I just wanted to point out what an amazing job Jeremy has done and how this is just such an incredible example of people who find a problem in their local community and they call attention to it. And I know it feels like change can't happen fast enough, but change is really happening because of all their efforts. And I know there's a long way to go, but I tell people this all the time. Find out what's going on in your local community. And if there's an issue, raise awareness. And you and your team, Jeremy, have just done an incredible job.
Well, most definitely it's a hard job, and thank you. And thank you for all your support throughout these years and sticking with us through this.
And, Jeremy, what has been going on? I know there's been probably less than a handful of arrests, but there's been a couple people who've gotten busted, right?
Our team has actually personally busted a few people. We've actually come across live dump dogs that actually were in front of Marshall cameras, and we held on to the evidence, which was the live dogs, until the marshals and Dallas Animal Services came out and got the dog. We've held that dog for about 9 hours before they came out, but we got the marshals to check their cameras and actually caught the guy pulling out the live dog and letting it go with the chain on it as well.
Oh my gosh.
So yes, we have made some progress. We do have cameras up. Our team has cameras up. As Stephanie stated, you know, the city has obviously put in some more money for Marshall cams out there. The marshals have been out there a lot more now. Matter of fact, the last three dead dogs we have found in just the past week and a half, we didn't even have to call the marshals. One ended up passing us within 5 to 10 minutes and pulling over. And sadly, a lot of these dogs are dumped not in front of the cameras that we have or the marshals, so those cannot be investigated. I believe we need more cameras out there. But yes, as Stephanie said, you know, making noise for 4 years and Stephanie along with me for 3.5 and getting invasive with the city and the city leaders and the city law enforcement has made dents. We have not made enormous strides, but sticking with it does prove that there can be some change happening. But boy, it hasn't come. I mean, it's taken a long time to get them to even pay attention.
Yeah.
No, but I just want to intervene because I just want to say something real quick about the arrest, because this is something that I think is really important. You know, Jeremy's team has done investigations that have led to the arrest of 6 people.
Wow.
And that's between January 2017 to current. And between that time, the Dallas Police Department, and in cooperation with the SPCA of Texas, prosecuted 16. So you have to think about, here's a law enforcement agency working with a $22 million nonprofit with 6 employees working on quote-unquote animal cruelty investigations. And they, in the same time period that the unfunded, fully 100% volunteers of Doughty Ferry Animal Commission managed to have 6 arrests, by comparison, the fully funded $22 million nonprofit managed to pull off 16 arrests. So
that's amazing.
You know, it really is. It's a testament to the commitment and the devotion of the team and the level of expertise that they've been able to build and understanding of the law just in the past, year and a half. I mean, it's been around longer, but just in a year, year and a half, getting more sophisticated and more specific about how they approach their investigations.
You know, that is absolutely incredible. It reminds me of this Lily Tomlin quote where she said, you know, sometimes people will say, someone should do something about that. And then she says, and then I realized I am somebody. And that's exactly what you all have been doing.
That's right. Every voice out there counts. You know, if you have to do something, if you have to stand alone, do it. Because it's better than not standing at all. Speaking out.
Well, Stephanie made a good point. If my team had $22 million and we had 6 full-time employees and we're only 10 behind, we're non-funded. We've had some donations for cameras. I can't say we're completely not funded, but we're not funded by any means financial-wise. And the fundraising rates for cameras was – the cameras we're using were donated to about 2 years ago, right, Steph? Is that correct? A year and a half ago?
Yeah, we started the fund in 2016. And so, yeah, it's been about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and, you know, we're only 10 behind the SCCA, which is an enormous private organization that's been funded over $22 million. Now, you know, I could use another $10,000 for cameras, and we could easily catch up with the SCCA and their investigation, but she's right. With my team, I got an amazing team, and we can get very invasive. We know how to run plates. We know how to find out where people live. We even get their phone number. We can do all the investigations that the SEC has at hand, and we do that, and we hand that over to law enforcement. And you know, that just states right there that. Man, where's that money going to? I could use even $10,000 would make even more change. And like I said, we'd catch up. I guarantee we would catch up with the SCCA as far as finding these people, catching these people, and getting it to the proper authorities to prosecute these people. And that's a whole other issue as well.
That's a whole other story. And they want to donate or help. Where can they do that?
Okay, so we got two things going on. We got a page called the Daddy Fairy Animal Commission, and we actually put a wish list out there so you know where your money is actually going to. We've got everything from new cameras that we've actually bought one personally. I pulled out of my pocket to buy, and we like them. They're 180-degree cameras. There's cameras out there you can donate to, gloves, because we dig through dead carcasses on a weekly basis, if not every 2 to 3 days, masks, because me and another one of my crew members have been sick, gotten severely sick for the last year, because we've been inhaling these dogs that have passed by many different ways and inhaling chemicals. You can also go to my Facebook page, Jeremy Boss, and as Stephanie mentioned, a dog named Titan earlier, you will see a photo of Titan alive and then a photo of Titan when we found him dead 2 days later after a clear of his shelter day. Actually, they paid for that. Two days later after adopting him out of the Garland shelter, which is literally back. I mean, I believe that's a Dallas County, isn't it, Steph?
Dallas County.
Yeah,
city of Dallas suburb.
Yeah. So the dog was adopted there and then dumped and shot and killed actually on Daddy Ferry. So now we have an area we call Titan's Corner. But that's an important thing to put out there. That you know you got a budget of $22 million. And 12 people have been caught. Then you've got citizens that are not financially rich by any means, spending basically doing a full-time job for free, and Yeah, I mean, we've basically, in my opinion, and quite a few others have shown the SEC up as far as, you know, I mean, these are, we're citizens in this, and we're right behind them. And I got to say, I would say a few of those 10 that they've made arrests for, some of that information came from us before they
were
caught them.
Yeah.
So we got to, who knows how many we got to add on to that for leading them to the people that are creating these horrendous crimes. So,
what's your theory? Yeah. Do you think it's the same group of people? Do you think it's random? What? Who do you think's behind some of this? I mean, you don't have to name names, but just do you think it's an organized group or ring or just random sickos?
Well, I have a saying, and I call it Dowdy Ferry, the second largest mystery in Dallas, behind the JFK assassination. We know there's more than one person that's doing it, because there are different people that have been arrested. But the odd thing is that they're dumping in the same spots where our cameras are, and maybe 100 feet from where our cameras are, so we miss them. But that's one of the big mysteries, and actually I'm actually creating a documentary called The Dogs of Dowdy Ferry, and you can go to www.dogsofdowdyferry and actually follow when that documentary is going to be out, and there will be trailers that are coming, and there's advertisement right now for our third annual placing of the crosses there now. So we're going to get this out one way or another nationally. If we don't get movement, this documentary is not going to end well. And the whole, you know, I plan on red carpeting this at every film festival I'm able to get into, all over the United States, and maybe even across into Europe as well. So, you know, the city needs to step up, and this is a pretty much a warning to them that it's going to come. If we don't get national attention beforehand, I'm going to make sure, by God, it's going to become national. But to answer your question, it's a mystery, and Sifney, I'm sure, has her theories. But there's a lot of theories on this, and we have done necropsies, which are autopsies for dogs, personally, and, you know, two of them came back where the doctor that did the necropsy, or the vet that did the necropsy, came to a conclusion that they were actually euthanized through the heart. But again, some of these bags we open up, these dogs are decapitated, they're missing a head, you know, they're bloated, they have lye on them, so you can't really tell what happened to them. It's just a plethora of different findings in these bags in these locations. Stephanie, you want to fill in anything?
So these aren't dogs that just died of, like, old age. These are dogs that are literally physically killed and then dumped there.
Yes, and or killed at the spot now, like Titan.
Has there been, of the people that have been arrested, has there been any connection to one another?
That's another issue as far as an investigative unit. We don't have one. Not one person that's been arrested that we know of has been asked, why did you choose this place? They haven't gotten involved in anything deeper than, okay, you dumped the dog, you've been arrested for animal cruelty to the dog because we found cruelty on the dog. But besides that, there has not been any more invasive investigation on it. So they're not stopping where it's coming from. They're just catching the people that are doing it, and then get swept under the rug after that. And that's a major, major problem. So, no, they're not finding out where, why, how. They're just making their arrests, doing what they got to prosecuting what they got as far as evidence, and not getting any more invasive than that.
Huh. That's not good. I mean, and so there's, in terms of, and I know you have all been kind of investigators yourself. Have you noticed anything, any patterns like associations? Were they friends on social media? Do they live in the same address? Do they live in the same neighborhood? Any common denominators?
Well, we have quite a few leads to who's doing it. We pretty much know some of the people that are doing it, their addresses. But again, we're not law enforcement. We can't do search warrants. For some reason, we can't, even though we hand over pretty good information. There's just no movement after that. And like I said, Stephanie's full of information that I go to Stephanie for all my information. She is basically a book of everything in detail of, you know, what has happened. And that includes Dietary Animal Commission. We keep her informed on everything that goes on. And she has just been a blessing for the dogs, for our team, for fighting for these dogs. And we want to catch these people before we find these dogs dead and or dumped on Dietary. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, no, ma'am. There has not been any invasive investigations. Are there connections? Yes, our crew believes that there are specific connections. And again, Stephanie knows all about everything that our theories come up with and our facts come up with as well. We got our eye on one person that's actually been, I believe he was arrested. He's going to be tried as a class A misdemeanor. But he still has, and they confiscated some of his dogs. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let Stephanie fill these gaps in. But he has dogs on his property still, even after being arrested for it.
Wow, that's disturbing.
Stephanie, you know, fill in this situation we're talking about?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me now? Okay, good. This case is similar to some other cases that Dietary Animal Commission is working on. So I'll speak very generally about it because it still is an ongoing investigation. But it's a case that we came across in 2016 at a location that has multiple chained pit bulls and also evidence of breeding and some evidence of movement of dogs in large numbers. And the problem that we'd had is because we don't have an animal cruelty unit, we didn't have anyone to report to. So we went through a huge rigmarole of trying to figure out who would take point on this. And one agency took point the first time, and that resulted in the judge returning animals to this person. So that was a bust. The second time, a different agency took a shot at it, and that ended up in a Class A misdemeanor for failure to provide, but that was absolutely not what needed to happen. What needed to happen is we need a search warrant for paraphernalia, for dogfighting paraphernalia, basically. So that's not happening, mostly because we don't have any one agency where all of these cases and all of these calls and reports go to for tracking the history so that they'll be able to compile enough evidence to give probable cause to get a search warrant so we can start working on the dogfighting aspect of it. So that has been a huge heartache in the past couple years. That is not the only address where we're having this problem. But that just kind of illustrates, you know, some of the headaches and heartaches that we're having around, you know, not having anyone in charge to pull this together to actually make a case. So, you know, the cases of dumping where we have had arrests are, you know, we happen to have caught them and we got an arrest, or we happen to have been able to identify a neglect case and we got an arrest. But as the hardcore investigations, DFAC is holding on to, because there is no one in the city to report all of our evidence to who actually has the authority and the willingness to see it through to the end.
Wow, that's frustrating.
Very.
Well, you guys, I just have to run, but I just wanted to call in and just applaud all your efforts and kind of get an update. And when does the documentary come out? Is there a release date yet?
Yeah, I talked to my editor actually even today, and we are shooting for late spring, early summer of next year. There is so much footage, and actually he's flying into Dallas this month because we were shooting to get an animal cruelty unit this month, and that's history making. Whether it is taking two officers off of the beat and starting an animal cruelty unit, that's a start. So, I want to thank Stephanie's group and her group has done so much work and through the summer pushing for citizens to call in and tell our city council members we need an animal cruelty unit with DPD, Dallas Police Department. And you can go and get all her information and see who's for it and who's against it at Just Save the Dog on Facebook. And it's Just Save the Dog. And her Facebook page is growing, and we need more and more. Guiding for Animal Commission not only supports it, we back it up, and we network them almost every time I go live and my crew goes live when we find another dead dog. It's just another example of why we need that animal cruelty unit. And I know we keep on saying that, and it's almost getting repetitive already, you know, on this conversation, but it's so important that we get that, because until we get that, like she said, we got four different entities working on this, and nobody is responsible for doing any investigations on this, and it's basically a cluster. So.
Yeah, well, keep me posted. You know where to find me, and keep the mantra about that going. You know, the more you can see it, and the more ears hear it, and the more eyes read it. You know, you guys are making progress. I know it's not fast enough for anyone, but you've been doing an incredible job, you know, highlighting this and showing people what's going on down there.
Well, I appreciate that, Inspector Bart. And thank you again. And I tell every time I go live and we find a dead dog, I tell all the followers that I have and Dottie Ferry Animal Commission have, we are just a team of a few people. Without the followers, without the support of people from around the world, I don't believe any of this would have gotten done in the first place without the help of Stephanie as well. But again, she's a former member with DFACT, and again, we work alongside each other as far as information and all everything like that goes. We support each other. But again, without people in numbers, we cannot do anything. So if you're listening to this tonight or any of the shows that we're on, the like button is good. The share button works. That's so important. Share, share, share. We need even more. Yes. We got a petition out there right now with almost 10,000 people agreeing not to visit Dallas until the dumping in Dottie Ferry has stopped. So once I get those 10,000 signatures, I will be bringing that up to City Council and the mayor of Dallas as well.
And Jeremy, where is that petition at? Because I'll help share it too.
It's floating on my page. I'll have to. It's floating on my page, and it should be on the Dottie Ferry Animal Commission page as well. After the show, I'll find it and post it on the Dottie Ferry Animal Commission page.
Okay.
And then maybe Stephanie shared on Just Save the Dog, but on top of that, I'll put it on my page. Like I said, my name is Jeremy, Jeremy, last name Boss, B as in boy, OSS, and you'll see one of our, sadly enough, one of our victims. We have video of our dog, that dog alive, and then 2 days later shot in the head on Dottie Ferry Road. So it's the same dogs, and that's the profile pictures on my page. So you can go there, and anybody in the world can sign this petition. But we want to make a statement saying, hey, there's thousands, and they already know that there's thousands of people watching. But I plan on printing that up and giving them a book of signatures saying they are boycotting Dallas until something is done.
That's right. I mean, something's got to be done. We just can't be ignoring it, you know. And everyone, please to visit on Facebook, you know, Save the DFA Animals on Facebook. Press like and see how you can help out. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
save
sorry.
The dog. Save the dog.
Okay. Okay, that's just
Save the Dog. Yeah, it's called Just Save the Dog.
Just Save the Dog, yeah.
And then YouTube.
Daddy's Scary Animal
Commission.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
thank you, Inspector Barks, you're still there as well.
Oh, you mean Watchdog Mary?
For the first time. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm going to jump off. And Debbie and Jeremy, great speaking to you. And Stephanie, nice to meet you this way.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Watchdog Mary. She's been a guest on several times. Thank you.
Good work.
And
okay,
you too.
Bye-bye.
We're all in this
bye-bye.
Together. You know,
bye-bye.
People. But Debbie says thank you, and I approve this message. So yeah, Jeremy, that's that's where I got it from because she's Watchdog Mary Swagger. And I told her, I said, I'm Pitbull Debbie. And she liked that, so I always bring that up. Sometimes I bring it up on the show a lot and everything because we're the animals' voices, and we got to be heard, you know. So we can't give up. We have to
we
step
love
up
our
to the plate.
For sure.
You know,
we appreciate both of y'all.
Hey, we appreciate you and Stephanie and all the supporters out there. Give you a standing ovation because, you know, I'm reading over here of the last 4 years, collecting, counting, crying over the bodies of dogs, cats, goats, cows, horses, roosters, and other birds has been found along the stretch of road in South Dallas. Dallas, Texas.
Well,
on
top of that, we're talking, you're talking to the two people that found a murdered mother as well, and Stephanie and I had to see something that no one would ever want to see. But sadly enough, we were when we found this mother that had been murdered and dumped on Daddy Ferry, we were looking for dogs, and these are where they're dumping humans, the same place they're dumping the dogs. I mean, that says something about that area. You would think that law enforcement would step up when we had found that mother, and nothing happened. We were actually pretty positive that something would change at that time, and sadly, at that time it didn't. This has been a long haul, and we've got a long way to go still.
Yeah.
So, and then we also have the placing of the crosses coming up on this 22nd. We got a lot of work to do and very little time to get it done. You know, we're going to have a specific number, and it'll be the right count. But y'all got to imagine, we build crosses for each one of these dogs that we have found over the last three and a half, four years. And that's when Stephanie came in and we started counting them. Again, you know, she's a book of information, and she started logging in every dog we have found and what date. And we build crosses for every one of these dogs. And we take a bucket, we place a flower in it, and then last year we started having the supporters that came out get involved with the ceremony themselves, and we had them stand by a bucket while we drove down Daddy Ferry in our truck and handed out the crosses for them to place, because they can't, a lot of them can't be out there, but they support us, and the support is very important. And we wanted them to be involved. The first year we had the crosses up, but the second year we decided to let them participate because they deserve it as much as we do, for the fact that many of them have written city leaders, and many of them have called in and blown up the phone to all the city council members and the mayor. So they have made they've made dents as well. And I got to commend everybody that supported us through all this. Y'all played a role in this as well. And we have to get 400 plus. There's going to be more than 400. I just say 400 to be on the safe side. But 400 buckets filled with dirt. 400, we got about another almost 200 plus crosses to make by the 22nd and date them. And then load them in the truck and then get them over to Daddy Ferry for our followers and supporters to join in and help us do this ceremony. And I really wish there wasn't a third. And I always said this, I've been saying this 3 years now with these cross ceremonies. I pray to God there's not a fourth. But sadly, I'm afraid that we're going to end up having another one after this. Because we're still finding dogs. Anytime we go out, we'll find at least one or two dead dogs in bags. We're talking just 2 days ago when that happened. We found two dogs in bags. So they just keep on multiplying. And, you know, we just have to keep on adding to those numbers of the crosses we got to build. So the placing of the crosses, again, that information can be found on the Dowdy Ferry Animal Commission page. Just put the Dowdy Ferry Animal Commission. And then also www.dogsofdowdyferry.com. And then also my Facebook page, Jeremy Boss. It'll be advertised there as well. This year we have actually a promotion video promoting the placing of the crosses, but I'm hoping to get to all the media within this next week in Dallas, because they tend to show up. We've had support by every major news station in Dallas as well, and I want to thank ABC, NBC, and CBS. As heck, as well as some of, and those are national stations as well. But some
Channel
of them,
33.
Channel 33. Yes, we thank all of them for sticking with us and doing stories, and you know they also have helped made a dent. You know, there's so many reporters that have stuck with us through these years, and we have nothing but supreme love for every one of them. So hopefully that'll
be... Our reporters here in Dallas have been incredibly supportive. I mean, we really wouldn't be getting anywhere without them. They're amazing, and they've helped us uncover stuff that we could not have possibly... information we could not have possibly gotten without them, and so we're so grateful for their support.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. And Stephanie and Jeremy, thank you. We'll get down here a couple minutes. Looking forward to have you on the show again, okay? I'll begin with you and hope there's a lot more progress being made and more rest happening. And, you know, let's put an end to this because it's so devastating what's going on to these dogs and all these other animals, you know, even the humans. So teamwork matters, everyone, and teamwork rocks, and teamwork wins, you know, so we can't do without everybody getting, you know, involved. So all you Dallas residents out there, hope you're really listening to shows. But thank you, Watchdog Mary, for calling in. Mary Swagger, former guest. Stephanie, you're always welcome back. And Jeremy, thanks for connecting us.
Thank you.
Thank you all the audience for tuning in out there, and please do something. It can't get no easier with, you know, help making change, you know, changes from the comfort of your home, you know, your computer, your phone, your copier, your scanner, you know, peaceful rallies, call the, you know, your state representatives, you know, because it's not going to happen overnight. And you know, don't ever give up hope, because I know Jeremy and Stephanie's not going to give up hope. Voices Care for Animals is on every Thursday live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. The website is www.blogtalkradio.com/voices care for animals. And on there, you'll see on the left side of the screen, you can share. There's all the archive shows. So around 20, 30 minutes tonight, this show, you can listen to it and share 24/7, 365 days a year. So everyone, keep the teamwork up. Keep the attitude, yeah. Good attitude up for animals. Don't give up the fight.
Thank you so much,
Debbie. Hey, you're so welcome, you know. Paul in hand, united.
Means a lot.
Yes, against all hands.
That's right.
And neglect across the land. This is Pitbull Debbie, and I approve this message. Good night, everyone. Have a nice and peaceful
Good night.
Evening.
Thank you.
And may God bless you all. Bye-bye. Night, Jamie or Jeremy. Keep me up on the updates,
bye-bye.
Okay? Bye-bye. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.